Purpose, guru or mentor? Purpose, guru or mentor? What is my purpose in life? What is my purpose that I have designed for myself, that I have chosen for myself to live in this life? Am I a guru or am I a mentor? Am I someone who teaches other people, who teaches other people values, who teaches other people things that are important in life, who teaches other people principles, who teaches other people ways to live, ways to be? Or am I a mentor? A mentor is an example. A mentor is one who lives their life so beautifully that others would like to follow it. And they have no concern about having others follow them. They just are that example. When a student goes to a mentor, the mentor encourages the student to do whatever is their delight in life, whatever is their magic in life, whatever things in life turn them on and make them feel just wonderful, make them feel complete, make them feel so fantastic that life is really just begun the moment they've talked to them. The student or the person is inspired. They're not really going to the mentor to learn mathematics, or they're not going to learn principles. They're going to learn to be inspired to do the things that make them most happy, to do the things that make them most fulfilled. All of my life, I have been a mentor. I've been first a mentor to myself. I've been living an inspiring life for myself, living a life for myself that tells me all is good and very good, that tells me all the people in my world are just beyond imagination. They are beautiful and wonderful and fabulous in every way. That's what my mentor tells me. And as my mentor tells me this, I feel so satisfied. I feel so rewarded. I feel so good about it. Because that's who I am. That's who I am. I am that being. I am that magical one who lives that attitude. I am both the mentor and the person who goes to the mentor to have themselves encouraged to be the finest, the most wonderful, the most glorious that they can possibly be. Now, that's a very exciting adventure. That's a very exciting adventure. People who go to their mentor, who go to see the person who inspires them, they don't really know what's going to happen. Now, for instance, you want to be an inventor, you want to be a designer. So you know that there's a man in the neighborhood who designs things, who is very good at it. And you go over and you spend time at his house whenever possible. You go over there and you mow his lawn. You want to be close to him. You want him to take time to talk to you and encourage you to be aware of designing. And so you say to him, "How do you go about designing?" And then he describes how he goes about designing. And how do you go about putting what you design into purpose, into place, so that it can be used? And the good student or the good person who goes to a mentor is always full of questions about how, where, why, who, what. All these questions that the mentor may know or may not. And the mentor doesn't say, "Well, I went to school and I studied this and I did that and I prepared myself so that I could do these things." He may have said, "Well, when I was in school, I learned about mathematics, and I put these mathematics to work in my life, and I'm putting it to work in my design. And so that's how I came up with the Rubik's Cube. Rubik's Cube, what's that? Well, that's just a game that lets people play with their mind. They play with their mind. They say, I'm going to make this into a mechanical object that I'm going to learn, or I'm going to make it into a mental object that I'm going to know exactly what the right move is to make so that I will make it perfectly. And, oh, how do you make it a mental move? How do you study that sort of thing? Well, you just sort of look at the cube and you say, I know you. I know how you work. I know how you function. And this is how I see you functioning now. And so as you learn to know how it functions, then you function that same beautiful way. You function that same wonderful, fantastic manner, and you do it beautifully. Who are you? What's your purpose in life? Are you the guru, the mentor, or the one who goes to the guru, or the one who goes to the mentor? Are you always looking at other people to get advice, to get directions on how to think and how to act and how to be in your life? Well, that's what the teacher does. The teacher gives you all these ideas of how to use principle and law, all these things. But a mentor excites you. A mentor makes you feel you have within you the capacity to do anything you want to do. You have the capacity to do anything that you like to do. We all like to go to healthy, wealthy, capable, responsible people who have accomplished things in their life. And we like to be near them because just to be in their charisma, to be in their aura, gives us a feeling of confidence ourselves. It's not what they say, it's not how they act, it's not what they do, but it's what they are. They are that beautiful expression of all that is good and beautiful right now. They are that. Just as you and I, we are that all the time in our life. All the time in our life, we are expressing our genius. We're expressing our divinity. We're expressing the goodness. That's why the Master said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When you love others, then they love you. But first, you love yourself. You have to learn how to do it. You can't learn loving others by loving others. You have to learn others, love others by learning to love yourself. You have to be nice to yourself, and then you're nice to others. And then you be thoughtful, giving, generous. You just pour out all that you are, all the magic of your soul to every being in your world. And then it comes flooding back to you. Oh, there'll be stumbling blocks. There'll be obstacles here and there that'll make you wonder if you're doing the right thing. And you know you are, because you feel good inside of yourself. When a person returns from having visited his mentor, he feels fantastic. He feels alive. He feels glory, wonder, magic in everything he does. When a person returns from being with his guru, being with his teacher, being with someone who has taught him the facts of life, then he spends his time working on those facts of life, applying those facts of life in his life, and it's very good. It's another technique. It's another way. But if all of us could be a mentor, we are truly. And if all of us could learn how to be ourselves a person who goes to a mentor, open and receptive, completely allowing the mentor to be itself and not expecting the mentor to compliment us or tell us anything, but just to be himself and to be the genius that he is, and let us, in a manner of speaking, worship at the feet of the Master. That's why Jesus said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Be the master yourself. Be the mentor yourself. And you will find that the mentor is truly in you, through you, as you, doing all the beautiful things that you are. Let that be the truth about you today. Are you studying under a guru? Are you the guru? Are you studying under a mentor? Are you the mentor? And the answer to this is yes to all of them. Because we are both the divinity and we are both the divine. And we live it now in every aspect of our life. And this is why I love you. I love you. I love you.